Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Rita of the Steel.
Kia ora, how are you guys?
Not bad, mate. It's been a little while. How's it going?
It has been a while. Yeah, it's good. Good. We had the storm very well and truly hit here. We had half of a tree down.
So,
doing the rural thing yesterday. How are you guys?
Just trees coming down naturally. That's always a good thing, isn't it? But maybe is it the storm because of a bad thing? You know.
Oh man, we've been pretty spared recently in the last few years of any sort of tail end
major
of cyclones.
Cyclones.
I remember
yes,
them peaks
right.
when I was a kid.
Totally.
Cyclone Bolo stands out.
That's a standout, isn't it?
Burnt into New Zealand's consciousness.
My friend's grandma was painting her roof during Cyclone Bolo. She got blown off the roof.
Oh my gosh, was she all right?
She's all right. She's probably passed away now.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to still feel bad
that.
About it, but she was all right at the time.
Far out.
She was a grandma at the time, so it's all good.
Now, Rita, this evening, what are we talking about?
Well, I have been noticing a lot over the last, sort of since Christmas anyway, a lot of advertising on crypto.
Mm-hmm.
And I started diving into it because I was sort of like, what? I kind of feel like I've got, you know, I should know what this is about, even though I have very little interest in it. And the more I was reading about it, the more I started getting kind of concerned about the environmental impacts.
Well, it's not even a real thing, Rita. How can it impact the environment?
Well, 100% right. Like, I was sort of starting, I was equal parts worried about people buying into this and equal parts worried because it kind of like, the more I read, the more it kind of felt like a Ponzi scheme. Like, it only works if other people kind of come in on it. But then I equally started getting quite concerned about the environmental impact. So I started reading down that rabbit hole, the environmental impact, and sure enough, yes, it's
terrible
it's
for the environment.
It's terrible.
Because
it's
of all the computer processing and energy required to do all that.
Yeah, like, what is wrong with us as a species that we've created something that we don't need? Like, we've created a problem.
Are you talking about Valentine's Day?
We don't need this. Let's just make a new problem.
Mm.
But, look, I thought I'd quickly go into it. Bitcoin is the largest type of crypto. And, like, without getting into it completely, because I found it quite technical in some regards, it really is quite simple. Like, the way to simplify it for anyone that was a bit like me and like, oh yeah, I hear about it and I kind of have a vague concept, but the gist sort of it is that it's really like, so they release new bitcoins through mining, and they are created by having like a unique string of numbers essentially, which is solved. They're basically like mathematical puzzles that are solved, and once you solve them, they create this new Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And as miners increase, so does the system's like complexity around
it's
these
harder
puzzles.
And harder
so
to get more Bitcoins because there's only a finite number of them.
Why
yes.
shouldn't we
totally,
then just
totally.
Get the AI to get the Bitcoins for us?
That's what they're doing.
Well, that's just it. Then it becomes more difficult.
Power.
So more AI, more complex kind of processing, more
so we need
processes.
To, so why don't we just farm humans and get the energy from them and just sort of dangle humans from a tree, kind of like a plant, and then we can scorch
that,
the sky
like,
and
the
then...
Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
But very
damn it. It seemed like a great idea.
Yeah, well,
damn.
I mean, I hate to say it, but at least it would be more productive than crypto. But anyway, so this basically creates an arms race around building like the most, like the more powerful computers to run these kind of mathematical puzzles for you. And I guess there's three sort of areas that impact, and the most obvious one is climate change and emissions, because obviously solving these puzzles requires trial and error, so trillions of tries, and that leads to hundreds and thousands of computers churning out guesses, or you know, trialing these numbers. And it's thought that Bitcoin consumes around an estimated 121 terawatt hours a year. So that, to give that some context, that's more than the entirety of what Argentina uses in energy a year. So,
not to like, not that we're singling out Argentina, it's just that's how much it is.
Yes, totally, totally. It's just because we just needed a country to kind of look at.
Nothing wrong with our Argentine brothers and sisters over there.
Not at all. That was a number that that was very similar to what they were above.
It's just the same number.
Argentina used, yeah. And then this is an exponential problem. We absolutely hate those in the environmental world because they are almost unstoppable. So exponentially, so in 2015 to 2021, there was a 62 times increase in the use of energy, and it's going to get worse as those puzzles essentially get harder to use and more valuable and more energy thrown at them. And only 39% of this energy is coming from renewables. So it's definitely a problem.
It doesn't seem like crypto is going to go away though, Rita. Here's the thing. You know, people are sort of getting... jumping on the bandwagon.
The interesting thing here is, how have we created an industry with the exact same pitfalls as every other industry that we've created? Why haven't we created an industry that kind of like replaces its divots in some way? Obviously, it's quite a lucrative situation. There's a lot of money going somewhere. Couldn't they allow a little bit of money, a bit of taxation on whatever's going on to fix the bullshit that they're creating? Why have we created this industry without these like this foresight.
The whole thing is that it's free from government regulation. It's basically unregulated. That's the attraction to this.
I'm not fussed about that.
That said, technically you are supposed to pay tax on it. You know, you are supposed to declare it as income, but the tax that you get that gets put on it isn't to solve, you know, the environmental problem that it's creating. And it's sort of one of those things that, so some of the crypto companies are actually offering carbon offsets. So
there we go, get something.
A carbon offset, but it's just such bullshit. Mm. It's such greenwashing, carbon offsetting without a cap and trade. It's just kind of bullshit. Like you can't. You're using more energy than the things are worth. Like it's just a massive market floor, you know. The energy thing is major. One of the things that you probably haven't thought about is, and I didn't think about, was water use. This is where you go, wait, what? How does a fake currency create water use? But cooling these machines actually is an issue. So there's a famous power plant in the US called Green Edge, I think I've written. Sorry, my handwriting's terrible. And it is the largest crypto mining power plant in the US. And it draws 139 million gallons of water a day to cool the plant. And it's discharging. Are you guys still there?
Yes, we're still here.
We're needing all this stuff to solve a problem for something that's not even real. It's like, okay.
I know. It's discharging water that's 10 degrees hotter into the lake that it's drawing from. Mm. So just to give some context, 139 million gallons of water a day. Like, that's more than we take from the Waikato.
Okay, but how much of that is relates to Argentina?
Yeah, sorry.
My best one is, like, how many football fields is that to the moon, roughly?
We did just call it. So obviously discharging hot water back into a lake that they're drawing it from is pretty.
So that's going to change
and
things
that's
up.
In the US, and you've got to think like Kazakhstan, and there's all these other countries that are doing mining because they've got an expensive power or energy, electricity, and these are a lot of countries that just don't have a lot of environmental rules. So you just kind of wonder what's going on in those countries too. So it's pretty sad. And then the very last one is e-waste, which is no surprise. Mm-hmm. So obviously, to solve these puzzles, the best computer processors are required, and they need upgrading much more frequently than your average, you know, Joe Blogs would upgrade his or her computer. So stay competitive, it's probably about once every year and a half, and because they're sort of created and programmed specifically for the mining, they can't really be easily reused. So it's a bit of a nightmare, and it's adding a lot of e-waste to an already huge problem that we have. So the estimates are about 11.5 kilotons a year. So a pretty gnarly problem there.
So people are still trusting this thing that kind of isn't real. at some point, is everyone going to try and cash out and realize that the money doesn't exist? Or how does it?
Oh, I mean, that's definitely one for an economist, and I find really interesting. And when I was kind of looking at the solutions that they were saying, there were some really interesting things in here. So there's some basic stuff, like clearly there's a problem because there's no regulatory or like oversight body or anything. So that's a bit of an issue. And Elon Musk did pull together some of the CEOs of the top US crypto mining companies and called them out about the energy use, which is kind of ironic. But anyway, and they have created like a Bitcoin mining council to kind of at least provide some energy transparency. And I've talked about this a lot. Like, if you want to fix a problem, the first thing you need is data. And I guess that's the point that they're at, is like, let's collect how much of a problem this is.
I think so you need to admit that there's a problem in the first place as well. That's the classic isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, totally. And then there's also a crypto climate accord. So we briefly touched on this with the off carbon offsets. But this is supported by 40 projects. And it aims to make all blockchain run on 100% reusable energy by 2025 and the whole crypto industry net zero by 2040. So I guess that's a goal there.
More efficient computers, I guess, is what we need.
What was that?
More efficient computers.
Yeah. Although this part, the next solution is really interesting. So there are some discussions around a new system because they're going to run out of like these Bitcoin-like solutions, I guess. They were talking about there's only a limited release of them. I can't remember the year that they were saying we're going to run out of them, but they're already talking about, okay, well, what do we do then? And it was really interesting because there's a whole bunch of kind of, I guess, talking points in the industry. And one was called, because this thing's called, proof
this,
of...
All of these things seem kind of, you know, in stark contrast to the whole idea of it being, you know, a network which is not reliant on any sort of central authority. It just seems like it opposes the general like cyberpunk aspect of crypto in the first place.
Yeah, totally. Yep. And but then it's sort of like anarchy is pretty ineffective long term, I guess. Mm. And people want to be able to, I mean, even from an economic point of view, you can try and it has to fit back in the system somehow.
Somebody, you know, someone trying to be a big fish in a smaller pond, and the pond's just growing, and there's a couple more big fish in there. Have we tried turning it off and not turning it back on again?
I love it. That sounds like a great bumper sticker.
Yeah, a bit of a shirt, eh? Like, turn it off, don't turn it back on again. It's broken.
Yeah. Oh, look,
it's broken.
I think the evolution of it is quite interesting, and some of these solutions, or some of the like talks around where they go to next is quite interesting. So I can't remember the name of it. It's like what they're doing now is like proof of number or something like that, which is like solving for X, right? They find this number, that's when you get Bitcoin. They're saying that maybe they'll move, like this will evolve to proof, a few different options, something like proof of stake,
proof of work versus like proof of stake. Someone's just said check it, just a little text coming just now.
Proof of stake, yeah. So which works more like a lottery from what I can read. And then there's also the concept of moving to proof of reputation or proof of authority, which is essentially like vote counting or getting points for your reputation or trustworthiness, which is kind of interesting, but to me kind of sounds a little bit like that social credit system China's got going on. And then there was this one that I thought was really interesting, proof of coverage, I think that says, yeah, which allows for, like, I think this is moving into the slightly more productive space where it's, like, it allows, you know, you to collect these things for, like, hosting services or...
Like a bit of a barter card system, like actual thing.
Kind of, mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. So if you've got a server that's running, like, data or... rendering for like a movie or something, it expands your network and allows them to like render faster or whatever. So you're kind of, I guess, being paid more for a service rather than, and it makes the network, scatters the network, I guess, and allows, I don't know, to me, I kind of was like, oh, I can see that there's an evolution here, even if it's not really my space to fully understand the ins and outs of it. But I could see that this could evolve to something a bit more productive because at the moment it doesn't feel very productive.
Okay,
yeah, so and then the other thing that's Well, sorry, the final thing they were talking about is just the placement of the mining. So looking at things like putting it near oil fields where they've got gas burn-offs, because it's often wasted energy, like they just need to burn off the gas, and if they put something there, like some servers there, then they can actually use the energy, or something like by wind farms, where they can run these things when the demand is low but the wind is high. Mm. So there are some solutions to it, but yeah, and as it stands, it's a pretty environmentally unsustainable option.
Okay, so just confirming, Bitcoins are not the things in the Sonic the Hedgehog thing that you cruise around trying to get in Sonic the Hedgehog.
They're imaginary and they use lots of energy.
Bling, 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 kind of thing. That's
I'll
not
tell you what, if it was, I would be pretty rich by now, because I'm pretty sure I spent my years from like 8 years old to like 11 solidly playing Sonic. So
man, we can get a good run on Sonic. That's what I liked about it. Get a good flow.
Yeah. But I never defeated that guy. What's his name? Doctor.
Let's leave that till next week, I reckon. Let's not give away the ending.
Great, guys. So, yeah, I mean, that was...
Roboto or something?
Not give myself a headache.
Hey, Rita, thank you very much. We'll chat to you next week.
Sounds good. Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks, mate.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.